Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Lots of movies use kids. Some are aimed at young viewers, others have young characters, but these two types don't necessarily overlap. This week, I'm looking at three movies: an art film with children reenacting the Algerian War, an animated film about a girl with an envelope she can't open, and a chiller thriller about two kids and a haunted mirror. Oculus, directed by Mike Flanagan. Kaylee and Tim, played by Karen Gillan and Brenton Thwaites, are sister and brother. Kaylee's a decisive, take-charge kind of girl with long red hair like her mom. Tim is brown-haired, a little bit mousy like his dad. A decade earlier, something violent and terrible happened in their home, and by the time it was over, they were both orphans. So they locked up 10-year-old Tim in a mental hospital, and now, they declare, he's all cured. No more of that childish nonsense he used to spout about voices and mind control and a demon who lives inside a mirror. He's a responsible adult now, ready to live in the real world. Like a babe in the woods. Problem is, what's the first thing big sister Kaylee does when he gets out of the mental hospital? She drags him back to the house where it all happened and says, "We're gonna get that demon, the one in the mirror, and kill her." Oh no, apparently that antique mirror has been spawning grisly murders for centuries. It possesses all it encounters and muddles their thoughts and minds until they can't tell illusion from reality. So Kaylee has rigged up a complicated system involving cameras, computer screens, alarm clocks, and a lethal-looking blade that's always poised to smash the mirror. So the return home triggers strong memories in Tim's mind. He begins to relive the old days alongside the recent events happening now. So are Tim and Kaylee strong enough to resist that demon's illusions? This is a good, very scary movie with two stories now and then unfolding side by side and occasionally even overlapping. A lot of it is hackneyed and predictable, but the two sets of actors are totally convincing. It's not restricted, but I don't know if this one is suitable for children. Very bloody and scary. Lubia Hamra, Bloody Beans, directed by Nariman Mari. It's Algeria. Boys dressed in stylish shorts and silk neckties are playing on the beach. They swim in the ocean, float on beached tires, and line the sun. Until one of them farts. You fart like a Frenchman, they start shouting. It's those bloody beans, Lubia, that makes you fart. So they raid the picnic basket that the girls brought, and the girls are there to warn them about soldiers on the streets and an impending war. Okay, a bit of context here. Algeria was colonized and then annexed by France until an independence war broke out in the 1950s. This war was notorious for its violence, torture, interrogation, used both by the French military and by the FLN revolutionaries. And a third group, the French nationalist OAS, who didn't want, Europeans who didn't want to leave Algeria, they terrorized both sides. So the revolutionary boys and girls who want more than just beans to eat, they set off down the beach just as the sun is setting. They don wigs, scarves, masks, and capes, and they paint their faces and bodies with pictures and fake beards. And at a French monastery, they gaze at the statues and the filigrees and the icons, and they fight an evil man wearing a pig mask, and they make friends with a French soldier who is drafted to serve. Meanwhile, they project their shadows against a whitewashed building, making animal shapes and sounds. Bloody Beans is a beautiful and very strange reenactment 50 years after the end of the Algerian War. It feels like a cross between artist Ryan Tricarton and Lord of the Flies. It includes lots of subtle details, authentic details like women fighting alongside men, colonial division between French haves and Algerian have-nots, and the violence and torture. It ends with a floating recitation on the ocean, the boys and girls asking over and over, Is it better to be than to obey? So this complex film is a work of art with video as the canvas and the kids as the paint. Anina, directed by Alfredo Cederguit from Uruguay. Anina Yate Salas is a girl with a tubular hair, red hair, and a triple-barreled name. Her dad loves the symmetry of palindromes, words where the head matches the tail. So one day, on the school playground, Anina bumps into Yzel, who's a big girl with blonde hair. And he sends her sandwich flying through the air and then down a drain. So this starts a big fight. She calls Yzel, who's a big girl, an elephant, and Yzel makes fun of her palindrome name. So they both get sent to the principal's office, and there they're given a mysterious black envelope, one each, closed with red sealing wax. They have to keep it safe and unopened for 1 week. What is this strange punishment, and will it teach them something? So Anina is a very simple film, but it looks amazing. It's an animated cartoon in a dusty, smudgy retro style. It's filled with fascinating details specific to Uruguay, I think. Eggs wrapped in paper, strange fried foods, kids wearing white smocks. At the same time, its buses, classrooms, and playgrounds look, well, just like here. But the movie is at its best when Anina's imagination takes over. Her school bus or her bus turns into a boat on a river. She gets lost in an imaginary hedge maze. And there's a fantastic nightmare where the mean teacher and principal morph into a ghostly judge and jury ready to punish her for what she did to that black envelope. Anina is clearly a kid's movie, but it's visually enjoyable for all ages. Oculus opens today in Toronto. Check your local listings. And Nina is part of the TIFF Kids Film Festival. Go to tiff.net. And Bloody Beans is at Toronto's Images Film Festival. Go to imagesfestival.com for more info. This is Daniel Garber with the Movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.